This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Great Recession hit the U.S. and Europe at the same moment 5 years ago this fall, but the U.S. is coming back faster. This is due in large part to one key difference. Europe is struggling to keep its rickety economic union together. Today, the latest case in point, new car sales. At a time that sales in the U.S. are soaring, in Europe, they fell almost 7% in the first half of this year. We turn for some explanation to Marketplace's Stephen Beard, who's live in London. Good morning, Stephen. This isn't a huge surprise, is it?
Not that surprising, no. I mean, new car sales here have been falling sharply in Europe month on month for 2 years now, almost without interruption. And all the usual suspects are to blame. The Eurozone debt crisis, government austerity, very high unemployment in some European countries, and lack of consumer confidence. Even Germany is feeling the effects. Domestic car sales there fell by 8% in the first half of the year. Germany, of course, is the big exporting country in Europe, and it's been hit hard by declining trade with the rest of the Eurozone and with China.
Even Germany. But one bright spot's right there where you live. Car sales in the UK actually doing quite well. What's that about?
Well, the UK economy is in better shape than most of its European neighbours. There is at least some growth here. And David Bailey of the Coventry University Business School says that's been good for car sales in Britain.
European car firms are offloading their cars onto the UK, given that there is growth and there's a problem in Europe. So there's fantastic deals and discounts available in the UK at the moment. It's probably the best time to buy a new car in many years. So I think consumers are taking advantage of that.
And alongside the UK car market, Michelin is another bright spot in the midst of all this continental European gloom. Michelin sales are up. People may not be buying new cars in Europe, but they still have to change their tyres.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard reporting live from London.